Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
We've got Elisa McClan on the phone, who is company director of Mamma Mia. Hello.
Hi. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. Very well. Mamma Mia. Wow. It's a show that we're so aware of, where they obviously use all the Beatles music. ABBA. ABBA, where they use all the ABBA. That's going to be my next song, the Beatles, where they use all the ABBA music. And, you know, like, there's something magical about it, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a pretty special show. It's got, obviously, the music is so popular and everyone knows it. It kind of defies age and generations, you know, so everyone can connect to it. But when you kind of bring all that music together with this storyline, it's just joyous. So it kind of does feel like magic when you're in the audience, because you just have this amazing party with all the people next to you.
Yeah, and the fact is that it's very clever the way it's written, because, you know, like, the songs fall in perfect line with the script. So, you know, it's worked out very, very well. But I also love the fact that everyone gets up in the end and dances along and sings the songs, because we all know them, don't we?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a huge 15-minute megamix dance party at the end.
Yep.
And you find that we often, like, when you meet people at stage door, they often comment on the fact that they've been aching, like itching to get up throughout the whole show. So when you finally get the chance, it really goes off.
Yeah. So what, I know it's an obvious question, but why has it become this universal? Because the fact is, the band ABBA weren't all that big in America, but when Mamma Mia hit Broadway, that all changed, and all of a sudden ABBA's music became more and more popular as time went on. What is it about this musical that is so loved?
That's a really good question. You know, what's really interesting is that ABBA themselves have commented that their popularity in Australia is actually what kind of let them, enabled them to be massive worldwide.
Yep, yeah.
And they never were huge in America, as you said, but Australia really embraced them.
Yep.
And so I think with the musical, obviously it always went really well on the West End, because London is, you know, so close to, you know, Europe and where ABBA were from, and they were really popular there. But Australia was always, like, you know, assumed to be like a natural fit as well, because of the audience base that loved their music.
Oh, but we were the biggest audience, and we embraced them before the English did. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. And so they knew that the musical would go well here because there was such an audience for their music, but they didn't know how it would go on Broadway. But as you said, it was really, audiences just took to it. And I think it's because it is that really rare, beautiful compilation. It was one of the first kind of jukebox musicals.
Yep,
where
it was.
Yes. Catalogs.
Yep.
And that was exciting for people at the time. Obviously, it happens more and more now, but at the time it was quite new. But also, it's that perfect compilation, I should say, of great humor. There's a lot of laughs in it, but it's got a lot of heart.
Yep.
And so when you kind of add great humor, a lot of heart, this really, like, relatable scenario that's just kind of, like, fraught with ups and downs and stakes, and then this amazing music, you kind of can't go wrong.
It
really took off.
Everyone's there for a wedding, but the twist really is the fact that there's three dads, the confusion there with the three dads, which is really quite a little special little writing. Who wrote the story?
So the book of it, the book of the musical?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was originally, oh my gosh, now you're testing my brain.
Oh, sorry, I didn't want to do that to you.
No, you're fine. You're absolutely fine. It was, hang on, stay with me. Come to me. Let me come back to you. Oh my God, I can't think of this right now.
It doesn't matter.
Phyllida Lloyd was the original director of it.
Yep.
And I think Catherine Johnson, that was it. Catherine Johnson, she wrote the book. And she's kind of written a whole range of different pieces over the years. She's an amazing playwright.
Okay.
But Mamma Mia is kind of one of her most, popular kind of shows and score book that she's written.
Yeah. Now, tell us your role, your company manager. What is that?
I actually play Donna. I play the lead role.
Oh, okay. I was given wrong information about you. Oh, my gosh. So you're in there belting all those songs out every night in those outrageous outfits when you come out for the sing-along at the end. What's it like looking out on the audience and seeing and loving what's going on? You must see, the lights wouldn't help, but the smiling faces that would be coming back at you.
Yeah, it's pretty special. They actually bring the house lights up a little bit for the finale, so we can see everyone's faces, which is really great because it kind of just gets you going. You see everyone singing as well, which is really fun. It's quite energizing because, for me, my character has gone on quite a big emotional journey and I sing a lot of songs. I sing in 13 different songs. So it's a big load. And so often, by the end of the week, you can be a little bit tired, but when you kind of get out there and you're dancing like that and you see everyone else in the audience just loving it, it gives you a reboost of energy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's a real gift. You feel like a rock star. I've never done a show like this before where, you feel, I think it's the closest I'll ever get to being a rock star.
Yeah, you're right. And have you done it anywhere else before?
So this particular cast, entire company, we started in Sydney in April this year. And so we performed in Sydney and were there for quite a while. And then we went to Brisbane and we were at QPAX for a while.
Right.
And now Melbourne has kind of been where we're closing out the season.
Wow.
But I actually did Mamma Mia 14 years ago.
That's right.
One of the first shows I ever did as professional shows I ever did. It was the first role I ever played. I played Ali, who is Sophie, the bride. I played her best friend.
Right.
And now 14 years later, I'm playing.
Wow. 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 What a journey. What a journey. You haven't got all that much longer to go. Oh, and also you're performing at the Princess Theatre. How spectacular is that theatre?
Such a beautiful theatre, I know. It's got so much history and it's just a beautiful space to put a show in. Like, it just feels really intimate.
Yep.
And I actually think that this is the best theatre we've done the show in. I think this is the best version of the show, to be honest, because you get to see everyone's expressions more clearly because you're closer. It's just the way it's framed is so beautiful. The sound is great.
Yeah.
So, we've only got 2 weeks left.
I know.
Yeah. It's kind of, it feels very special and you kind of want to make the most of every moment.
Right. Well, I'm sure you will. And it finishes on the 10th of December. That's Princess Theatre, Mamma Mia. We all know, we all love it. And I've actually seen it on stage four times and I can't tell you how many times I've seen the film. And as I mentioned before I had you on air, I actually saw ABBA live as well back in the 70s when they were here. So I know the music well. thank you so much for talking to us today. And we're going to go out with Mamma Mia. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.